And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show. I'm here with my co-host, Coach Ron Tunick. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Billy. Billy the Brain, what's up? What a great little show we got today.
And this is a special guest. We're looking forward to it because it's the merging of traditional television with the app economy, and I'm looking forward to it. Some people, you know, Coach, they talk about TVs being dead because of the internet, and other people believe that the internet just simply adds a third screen. The first two screens are the computer screen and the TV screen itself. But what TVs always lacked for couch potatoes has been a way to interact with one's favorite TV shows and characters. Enter Stuart Crane, who plans to use technology to unite fan bases worldwide and to discuss and interact with their favorite shows. Stuart Crane's the founder of TV Talk Network, LLC, the largest producer of podcasts. Stuart is a serial entrepreneur. He started his previous company, Definitive Home Care Solutions, in his basement with a partner and $400. He grew the company to annual revenues of $15 million per year, 75 employees, and a 75% market share in the specialty software industry before selling out to healthcare IT company Mediware in July of this year. Joining us from Southern California. Hi, Stuart. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. Been looking forward to this. Now, you've got a very unique product, TV Talk, and I want to get into it. Just give us an overview. How do users use TV Talk?
Well, the TV Talk network is about 55 podcasts that we create the night that the actual TV show airs. So, for example, Blacklist or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or some of these TV shows that are very popular, what will happen is we record a podcast that's about 20 minutes long the night the show airs, right after it, and then it's ready for people to listen to the following morning on their commute. And they can listen to it on their smartphone using the TV Talk app, and we can talk about the app itself, or they can listen on iTunes or Stitcher or Swell or any of the podcast apps that are out there. So basically what we're trying to tap into is these millions of TV viewers that want to engage more with the show. So we have professional hosts that recap the TV shows, and every morning we're trying to reach those hardcore TV viewers or anybody. So that's how it works.
All right. Well, that's neat, but you're underplaying it a little bit because the app itself is what makes this very unique. Part of the app that you have on your smartphone or your tablet is this talkback feature, and I think that's really what makes your whole system unique. Tell us a little bit about this talkback.
Okay, sure. And I agree. The talkback feature definitely is going to elevate TV Talk to the, you know, basically what happens is in the app, there's a way for the listeners, for the users of the app, to push a button and talk for 40 seconds. We give them 40 seconds, so it's similar to a Twitter, to a tweet. So if you basically record a talkback clip, that goes up to our servers, and it's tagged with the show that you're talking about. And then all of our talkback clips are available on the server and through our website and through the app to listen to. So what happens is, in the next morning when we have our podcast play, after that plays, then we have a series of what we call talkback clips that play one after the other after the other. And what's neat about it is you can listen to people talk about The Blacklist or Survivor or Amazing Race from all over the world that are putting their input in about the show. So it's very easy to use, very easy to put the talkback clip in, but it's right there within the show.
Well, how'd you come up with that feature, Stuart?
Well, what I saw out there going on now in social media is the fact that, especially in like Facebook, where you have a main post where somebody posts an article or a picture or something, and then you have comment after that, we're doing that with audio. So the main post is essentially the 20-minute podcast, and then we have people from all over the world that have their comments that they want to put in about the show. So I thought about it like, well, this can technically be done with apps, and they have microphones, and we can store the clip. And so we have our app for Android and our app for iPhone, and then we have a whole back-end server system that basically stores these clips and can have them available. So, you know, technically I thought this could be done, and it really does take an app to do it. So a lot of it is kind of magic behind the scenes with technology that I learned, you know, with my other software business on how to make things happen.
This is Coach Stuart. So I'm just blown away on how crazy good this app is. I'm in the app development business. I've looked at literally thousands of apps. Your talkback feature is awesome because as an advertiser, I can hear directly from the consuming public the next day or the day after and get immediate feedback. So from an advertiser's point of view, that's awesome. From a producer's point of view, that's even better. From an entertainment point of view, driving to work the next day and hearing what you just shared with Billy is even better. So congratulations, man. This is pretty cool.
No, I appreciate that. And you probably know about the surge with Twitter and how, you know, people are live tweeting and all the discussions going on about these shows with tweets. And it's not like we want to compete with Twitter. We want to kind of ride that bandwagon where now let's do that in audio. Let's actually hear the people talk about it and hear their voices and their inflections. And so we still give them obviously a limited time like Twitter does. But to hear their voices is amazing. Like, I was listening to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then it played seven or eight talkback clips, and one was from a guy in Australia, from Brisbane, Australia, and it was just phenomenal. And another thing with the talkback clip is it's very high-quality audio. It's not like you're listening to somebody call in on a telephone, and they're actually recording right into their smartphone. So the quality of the audio of these clips is very high, and they sound great.
No, it's very high. And you're listening to Stuart Crane, everybody, on the Bill Frank Show. The app is called TV Talk. So selfishly, Stuart, Billy and I are trying to audition because on your app, on every show, you have, like, different hosts and co-hosts, which I think is cool. You have different people, different age groups talking about the particular show. I think that's very clever how you mix that in.
Right, and I've been doing a lot of research with podcasts, the podcast world, and obviously specifically TV podcasts. So I've basically reached out to them. We have a very good team here that knows the podcasters, and we have a very rigorous interview process to find our hosts. So they have to be very professional. They have to know the show, and they obviously have to have a good voice and produce a good show. And then on the reality side, we have actual reality ex-contestants of the show, like sort of Survivor. We have R.C. St. Amour and artists who are on Survivor, and ABBA from The Amazing Race, and we have Biggest Loser, previous Biggest Loser contestants, because they have insights about the show that they know about. So when you listen to our shows, our TV talk shows, you're getting that insight from actual contestants who have been on the shows.
Sort of an inside baseball look at it, Stuart. Now, how many moderators do you have? And I notice you mostly pair them up men and women on any given show.
Yeah, that's a good question. We always have two. We just felt that two was the good number because if you just have one, you're listening to one person talk all the time, and that's no good. And if you have three or four, then you have a lot of people talking over each other, and you don't know who's talking and everything. So we found the best recipe was really having two hosts for each show.
Now, Stuart, you come from the software industry. In fact, you sold off your company, Definitive Home Care Solutions, to Mediware just this year. Tell us about the transition, though, from specialty software to founding TV Talk Network. How did that whole process come to pass?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, I've always been really enthralled by how technology works as far as audio and in the car and listening to things and listening to books on tape. And then the iPod came out and you have Audible. And I always thought, well, how about something that people could really, you know, get interactive with? And with my software business, I really built a really good team of technology people who could build software and sell it. And so I thought this could be done, and business is business, and to build a good team and a good product and good marketing with the idea, it's all doable. So it was something of my passion was moving on into something completely different than enterprise software for in the healthcare industry to getting into television, into TV, and producing these podcasts and delivering them through an app. So it's been fun. I've enjoyed it.
His name is Stuart Crane, and the mobile app is TV Talk. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a dog in this hunt. This is one of the best apps the coach has ever seen. Congratulations. If Steve Jobs was still alive, he'd be patting you on the back. So good job. Where do we go? You mentioned Twitter. I like Facebook. I think this would be a tremendous value add to Facebook. Are you working on any kind of a Facebook proposition here to get this all over Facebook?
Well, what we do with the talkback clips, which is kind of interesting, is when you record a talkback clip into the app, as soon as you say, yeah, that's what I like, because you can preview it, you push share, and you can post it to your Facebook page. So, it's, you know, basically the way Instagram really took off was people would start to take these cool pictures with Instagram and put their filters on them, and they would share them on their Facebook page, and that's really how Instagram took off and how people found out about it. So what we're saying is, share your talkback clip on your Facebook page, and you can do it Twitter as well. But then all of your friends who you have reading their timeline basically see these talkback clips, and not just see the post, they can click play, and it plays right on their smartphone or on their computer that they're reading Facebook. And then they're like, well, what's this TV talk thing all about? So we're looking at virality through Facebook by having the talkback clips right in these timelines.
Well, it's a fascinating concept, Stuart. What are the promotion and marketing plans that you've set up for TV talk?
Right. So what we're doing, we have some contests that we actually have now, is every time someone shares using the app, they basically are entered into a sweepstakes to win. We have a grand prize at the end of the season, which will be a Sony HD 4K TV. And then each week, we're giving away kind of TV-related prizes, which are like a Roku device, an Apple TV, a remote control, very TV-related. And then on the marketing side, we're really just getting the word out and through a lot of publications and so forth, and then word of mouth, really.
Stuart Crane is his name. TV Talk is the mobile app. You're dying to ask this question. Go ahead, ask about how he's going to make money. I know you're dying to ask this question. Go ahead, Billy.
Well, now that you've stolen it from me, Stuart, how do you make money?
Well, it's certainly an advertiser-supported service. There's no question about it. I mean, we basically need to build the audience up as big as we can build it, and having a free app and having our content out there in a lot of different places gets a lot of listeners onto it, and then basically we have it as an ad-supported. So there'll be, you know, an ad, say, in the very beginning for a short time, maybe in the middle, and then at the end. And then what we're really looking to do with these talkback clips is you could have a stream of talkback clips, and every third or fourth talkback clip, you could have a very short ad that gets inserted there as well.
All right, so it's all ad-based. Now, changing gears for just one second on this, I've noticed that, you know, you're going after TV shows that have once-a-week episodes, that kind of thing. Have you ever considered podcasts on daily shows, like somebody commenting on literally The Daily Show with Jon Stewart or Colbert Report or business and news-type shows?
I mean, it's got potential. I mean, we need to stay focused. That's one thing I've learned in business. You need to stay focused and get something done and then kind of branch out. Although one thing we are doing is we're looking at a TV Tonight show where we basically talk about what's on TV tonight and preview the top shows that are going to be on and get people excited about that. So that's one we're looking to do as a daily show, although, and then we have specials as well. This isn't a daily thing, but like we did the Emmys. When the Emmys aired, we obviously had a show for that the next morning available app.
You know, I listened to that app. That was very, very well done. So if you're going to download TV Talk, go and look at the Emmys because a lot of people missed it. You guys did a great job with that.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you.
Just one more minute. Where do you go with this? What does the future look like? Tell us what next year looks like, a year from today.
Well, what we're looking to do, like I said, build the audience as big as we can get it and have the brand really be a known brand out there. If you're going to listen to anything podcast related or really get involved with TV, you need to have the app, you need to listen to our podcast, and then we can look at kind of what you were saying. Can we reach out to some other shows? Can we get into like
well, sports? Shows? Come on, you got to get into sports, Stuart. That'll be enough. That is the key. I think if as a sports nut, I'd love to be able to talk back to ESPN or some NFL or college team.
Yeah, that's got potential as well. I totally agree.
All right.
Our guest has been Stuart Crane. He is the CEO of TV Talk Network. He's also the founder. Stuart, you probably piqued the interest of some of our listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the company, where would you direct them to go?
Well, the best place is certainly go to our website, tvtalk.com. That's tvtalk.com.
tvtalk.com. Stuart, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.